The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And this time around, we're going to start out with an event that was scheduled during Hurricane Florence, so it's been moved to next spring. Raleigh's inaugural Dreamville Music Festival, which it was canceled due to Florence, has been rescheduled and will now serve as a fundraiser for hurricane victims across North Carolina. The event, originally scheduled for September 15th, has been rescheduled for Saturday, April 6th next year at Dorothea Dix Park. North Carolina's own J. Cole will headline the festival, the Dreamville Music Festival, but the full lineup of performers is subject to change. Fans who purchase tickets for the original event date will have the option to keep their existing tickets, which will be honored for the new date, or to request a full refund by October 5th. Anyone who wants a refund and purchased tickets through a verified festival street team member should contact streetteam@scoremoreshows.com. Again, that's streetteam, all one word, at scoremoreshows.com. All right, looking at music festivals around the state of North Carolina, October 3rd through October 6th, Bluegrass Island Festival, that's in Manteo. The Outer Banks Festival features top bluegrass acts, a band competition, vendors, fireworks, and more. Wednesday's kickoff show is at Bluegrass Island Trading Company in Manteo. The rest of the festival will take place at Roanoke Island Festival Park. October 4th through the 7th, Shikori Hills Grassroots Festival, that's in Silk Hope. The semi-annual festival of music and dance presents an eclectic mix of music from rock to jazz and Americana, Cajun, and klezmer on four stages. The festival site, Shikori Hills. October 5 and 6, Marcus King Band Family Reunion. This is in Black Mountain. Blues guitarist Marcus King curates the lineup for the two-day event, which is a benefit for charities to be named. Shows are held on Pisgah Brewing Company's outdoor stage and inside the tap room. The festival's in its second year. Again, the festival site is Pisgah Brewing Company. Another festival set for October 5 and 6, Old Front Porch Music Festival, and that's in Oriental. The picturesque coastal village of Oriental opens the front porches of several homes and businesses for more than two dozen groups and solo performers who play a variety of music Friday afternoon and all day Saturday. Artisans and crafters display their wares, and local restaurants and delis, of course, will be selling food. A Friday night concert is ticketed, but the rest of the festival is free. The festival's in its fifth year. Festival sites, Noose Riverfront, main stage at South Avenue and Freemason Street, and a concert at the Red Rooster on Broad Street. Couple of events on October 6th, Bascom Lamar Lunsford Festival, that's in Mars Hill. Regional musicians and dancers remember Bascom Lamar Lunsford, a musician and folklorist who dedicated his life to collecting and promoting the music of the Southern Appalachians. The festival presents performances, workshops, and a community dance. It's in its 51st year, and the festival site is Mars Hills University. Also on October 6th, Phoenix Fest, that's in Durham. This is a street festival that celebrates the cultural legacy of Durham's historic Hayti community. The day includes an opening parade followed by about 10 acts on a single stage. Fayetteville Street is also lined with a variety of food and craft vendors. The festival's in its 17th year. The Blowing Rock Music Festival is October 7th in Blowing Rock, a day of Americana, folk, blues, rock, and jazz on two stages at the site of the famous mountain tourist attraction. The event is in its fifth year. The Harris Brothers will host. October 13th and 14th, Pleasure Island Seafood Blues and Jazz Festival. That's in Curry Beach. The Oceanside Festival presents national, regional, and local blues and jazz performers on two stages, plus craft vendors, food vendors offering seafood and other cuisine, wine, beer, and liquor, and a children's area with magicians, jugglers, clowns, and more. The festival is now in its 25th year, and the festival site is Fort Fisher Air Force Recreation Area. Also, October 13th and 14th, the Mustang Rock and Roast in Corolla. The festival is a celebration of two North Carolina culinary favorites, an oyster roast and a barbecue cook-off, and about 15 national, regional, and local performers, plus student bands from the Mustang Outreach Program. It's all on two stages and at after-hours shows. The festival remains a benefit for the Corolla Wild Horse Fund. Festival sites, Mike Deanna's Grill Room and Sundog's Raw Bar and Grill. Few other Carolina music festivals, October 18th through the 20th. Hoppin' John's Old Time and Bluegrass Fiddlers Convention, that's in Silk Hope. Also, October 18th through the 20th, Dewey Fest, which is in Burlington. Festival site is Maplewood Hills. The rain site is Liberty Showcase Theater. October 18th through the 21st, The Leaf in Black Mountain. Of course, Leaf is a semi-annual event, Lake Eden Arts Festival. And the site is Camp Rockmont. 18th through the 26th of October, Clayton Piano Festival, and it's at several locations, Preston Woodall House in Benson, Hopper Piano in Raleigh, the Piazza at Portofino in Clayton, and the Farm at 42 in Selma. October 19 and 20, Don't Be Mean to People, that's in Durham. Ponysaurus Brewing Company puts on 2 days of concerts in support of the Golden Rule and the American Civil Liberties Union of North Carolina. The festival site is Ponysaurus Brewing Company. Four events occurring on October 20th. Rowan Blues and Jazz Festival in Salisbury. That's the festival site is downtown Salisbury. Black Alternative Music Festival in Charlotte at Camp North End. Blue Ridge Bluegrass Festival in Spruce Pine at the Buck Stoves. And the Creedmoor Music Festival. Festival site is Main Street in Creedmoor. All right, moving on to the North Carolina Museum of Art on Blue Ridge Road. The Sights and Sounds Concert Series is back with all events starting at 2 o'clock on Sundays, unless noted. Coming up October 14th, it's Caroline Shaw and Jasper String Quartet. Caroline Shaw, the youngest recipient of the Pulitzer Prize for Music, returns home to North Carolina. This talented vocalist, violinist, composer, and producer shares the stage with the Jasper String Quartet for a program centered on Shaw's By and By for String Quartet and Voice, featuring works inspired by Appalachian song and masterpieces of string quartet literature. That's October 14th at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Then on the 18th of November, Borromeo String Quartet, the award-winning quartet, one of the most important ensembles of our time, is admired and sought after for its fresh interpretations of classical music, and for the championing of works by 20th and 21st century composers. Then the series, Sights and Sound, takes a break, comes back February 3rd with Melange, March 3rd, Quartet for the End of Time, April 7th, Benjamin Bielman violin and Andrew Tyson on piano, April 28th, William MacNelson on guitar, May 5th, Olga Kleinkina, and May 12th, Solomon Eichner piano, Brian Reagan on violin, and Bonnie Thrawn on cello. All right, if you want a few laughs, here's what's going on at Goodnight's Comedy Club this month. Goodnight's, of course, on West Morgan Street in Raleigh. October 3rd, the American Born, Desi Comic Tour. Four up-and-coming Indian comics decided it was time to pool together their individual voices to create the definitive comedy show for anyone curious about the first-generation experience. This is with Alangan Mitra, Akash Singh, Tushar Singh, and K.C. Arora. Through the unique lens of growing up Indian in America, the comics touch on a broad range of subjects that people from all different backgrounds can enjoy. October 4th through the 6th at Goodnight's, Beth Stelling. Beth is a stand-up comedian, writer, and actress based in Los Angeles, who Time Out magazine named a comic to watch. October 10th, Nitro Comedy Tour, the craziest comedy show in America, starring comedians Catfish Cooley and Ginger Billy and more. October 11th through the 13th, Adam Ferreira, nominated twice for Best Male Stand-Up by the American Comedy Awards. October 13th, Ryan Higgins, he's funny. That's the only honest way to say it, and it's undeniable to anyone who has seen him perform. Popular for his ability to engage his audience while wandering into uncharted territory on topics like tambourines and school picture day. That's why the former EMT was selected as a finalist for North Carolina's Funniest Comic. He's also hosted TBS's National Comedy Competition. October 18th, Nicole Byer. She's an actress, comedian, and writer. Nicole hosts the baking show Nailed It, currently streaming on Netflix. October 25th through the 28th, Lavelle Crawford. She's adored by audiences far and wide. Lavelle has built a large and devout fan base, playing theaters, comedy clubs, and colleges across the nation. All right, let's take a look at these couple of the clubs in Raleigh and their lineups. Poorhouse Music Hall on South Blunt Street in Raleigh. Most shows start at 9 o'clock, unless noted. Wednesday, October 3rd, Downtown Abbey and the Echoes with Heads Up Penny. That starts at 8. Thursday, October 4th, the local band Local Beer, Alonzo Wesley, Heat Preacher, and The Genuine. Friday, October 5th, Get Sad Y'all, one-year anniversary. Sunday, October 7th, Sunday Fun Day with Lemon Sparks, the Peter Holsapple combo, and Roger Gupton. That show starts at 2. Also on Sunday, October 7th, Honey Hounds, that's an 8:30 show. Monday, October 8th, Lydia Lunch Retrovibes with Pete RG at 8:30. Tuesday, October 9th, it's Moon Hooch. Thursday, October 11th, Local Band Local Beer with Mecha Bull and Atomic Buzz. Friday, October 12th, Humphreys McGee After Party with Maj Dika and the Get Right Band. That starts at 10. Saturday, October 13th, Mike Dillon Band with Cycles and Dana Boy. Sunday, October 14th, Sunday Fun Day and Bloody Mary Bar with Into the Fog, Simone Finally, and Nathan Cornegie. And that show starts at 2. Also on Sunday, October 14th, Base Physics X, I guess that's 10, Elliot Lipp. And then Monday, October 15th, Sun-Dried Vibes with the Reese Brothers and Oogie Wawa. And that show starts at 8:30. At the Ritz, of course, located on Industrial Drive in Raleigh, most shows start at 8, unless noted. Wednesday, October 3rd, Little Baby Harder Than Ever Tour. Thursday, October 4th, Sirius XM Outlaw Country Presents Turnpike Troubadours. Friday, October 5th, Trivium, The Sin and the Sentence World Tour at 7:30. Saturday, October 6th, Tamia, Passion Like Fire Tour. Tamia or Tamia. Sunday, October 7th, Kaylee Uchis, In Your Dreams Tour. Friday, October 12th, Grits and Biscuits, show starts at 9. Wednesday, October 17th, Sirius XM The Joint presents Soja. Thursday, October 18th, Kip Moore, After the Sunburn Tour, and that show starts at 7:30. And we move on to the Lincoln Theater on East Cabrera Street in Raleigh, Thursday, October 4th. The fourth annual Nelson Mullins Battle of Broker Bands. Show starts at 5:45. Friday, October 5th, the Devin Allman Project with special guest Dwayne Betts. Show starts at 9. Saturday, October 6th, Little Ozzy with Billion Dollar Babies and Neon Nights. Show starts at 8. Friday, October 12th, Doom Flamingo with Chawa at 11:30. Saturday, October 13th, Help on the Way Festival, and shows at 1 and 2. Sunday, October 14th, Afton Music Showcase featuring Swansgate, Air Crash Detectives, Dovetails, Checkerboard, Suede Zachary, Suede Zachary LaRose, D, and many more. Thursday, October 18th, it is Lane 8, Little by Little Tour with Fairchild, and the concert starts at 8 o'clock. We've still got a few free local music events around the Triangle. The Carborough location of Weaver Street Market hosts its jazz brunch every Sunday from 11 to 1, and that's through October 14th. The Carolina Inn has one more Fridays on the Front Porch, held each week through October 12th from 5 to 8. Meadowmount Music Series in Chapel Hill, one more. The final show at Meadowmount is set for October 5th at 6. Live music series at Pittsburgh's Roost Beer Garden. This series is at Farrington Village Thursdays through Sundays. The times are usually 5 to 8 on Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and then 3 to 6 on Sunday. This all occurs through October 28th. And then Acoustic Nights in the District in Morrisville at Village Marketplace. The series is held Fridays and Saturdays through October 20th from 6 until 9. Taking a look at the lineup at the universities in the area, NC State University's NC State Live schedule. Friday, October 19th, it's Ranky Tanky. Gula comes from West African language and means a blessed by God, a people blessed by God. Ranky Tanky translates Lucy as work it or get funky. In this spirit, this Charleston, South Carolina-based quintet performs timeless music of Gullah culture born in the southeastern Sea Island region of the United States. This is at Stewart Theater, and it starts at 8 o'clock on Friday, October 19th. Saturday, November 3rd, it's Chanticleer, praised by the San Francisco Chronicle for its tonal luxuriance and crisply etched clarity. The Grammy Award-winning ensemble Chanticleer is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year, Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock. Then University Theater, November 8th through the 11th and 14th through the 18th. The Rainmaker. It's the middle of a hot, dry summer in the American Southwest. Lizzie Curry returns home, still a spinster. Jim's carrying on about a little red hat. Noah's badgering everybody. H.C. Curry doesn't know what a father should do. And the town deputy is wallowing in self-pity. Then Starbuck, a wanted con man, strikes a deal to bring rain in this sentimental romance. This is at Titmus Theater at Thompson Hall. Kid Stuff Series, Sunday, October 21st, Mexico Beyond Mariachi. Sugar Skull, like the Oscar-winning film Coco, Sugar Skull is a joyous, heartfelt venture that delves into the rich, tuneful traditions of Dia de los Muertos. Featuring a company of gifted musicians and dancers rooted in Mexican traditions, this colorful stage production is the perfect fall entertainment for youth and family audiences alike. Recommended for grades 1 through 6 at Stewart Theater at 3, and again, that is on Sunday, October 21st. The dance program has some events coming up soon. Thursday and Friday, November 15 and 16, the dance program fall concert is at Stewart Theater at 8 o'clock both nights. All right, Carolina Performing Arts program started 8, unless noted. Friday and Saturday, October 4 and 5, it's Schaubenacht Berlin, an enemy of the people. A city's drinking water is contaminated, and two brothers, the town's doctor and mayor, line up on opposite sides of a war pitting money and politics against the health and safety of the town. Performed in German with English subtitles. This is at Memorial Hall. Wednesday, October 10th, Orchestra Revolutionary et Romantique, I guess. The orchestra, founded in 1989 by Sir John Eliot Gardiner, stands as the world's foremost large-scale period performance orchestra, Memorial Hall at 7:30. Tuesday, October 16th, Peja Musakevich and UNC Chamber Singers. Musakevich, the celebrated pianist known for his creative and lively repertoire, returns to Carolina for a performance at Current, the ideal venue for this artist's programs that seek to strip away barriers of time and style between music, creating entirely new experiences. Here he performs with the UNC Chamber Singers, Current Art Space and Studio, at 7:30. Thursday, October 25th, Company Wayne McGregor. For 25 years, British choreographer and director Wayne McGregor has made choreography that interrogates life through the experience of the body. This is at Memorial Hall, 7:30. Saturday, October 27th, Carolina Performing Arts, Yashu Ndor, singer, songwriter, composer, occasional actor, businessman, and politician. Ndor is the undisputed king of Senegalese music. This is at Memorial Hall. And then at Duke Performances, Thursday, October 4th, Amir El-Safar and Hamid Al-Saadi. This is Building Bridges, Muslims in America. Al-Safar is one of the United States' most inventive musicians. With Two Rivers Ensemble, he plays trumpet, layering Middle Eastern melodies with jazz improvisations in search of tarab, or musical ecstasy. This is at Rubenstein Art Center. Friday and Saturday, October 5 and 6, Branford Marsalis Quartet. Marsalis, of course, jazz royalty, raised in the rich culture of New Orleans by a family of professional musicians. Marsalis got his start touring with Art Blakey's legendary Jazz Messengers. He has gone on to win 3 Grammys, write scores of Broadway, appear in leading symphony orchestras, and collaborate with the likes of the Grateful Dead and Sting. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. Friday, October 12th, Anthony Roth Costanzo and Les Violons du Roy, acclaimed chamber orchestra. The New York Times recently made the astonishing assertion that countertenor Anthony Roth Costanzo exists to transform opera. This is at Baldwin Auditorium. We have a sold-out show to mention to you, Saturday, October 13th, Academy of St. Martin in the Fields Chamber Ensemble. That concert is sold out. Tuesday, October 16th, Duke Performances, Prague Philharmonic Children's Choir. This group was founded in 1932 and is the oldest and largest children's concert choir in the Czech Republic. This award-winning ensemble has been a staple of Czech radio broadcasts, orchestral performances, and opera and theater productions for close to a century. And their concert is at Duke Chapel. Thursday, October 18th, Odyssey, Building Bridges, Muslims in America. Amir Muhammad Al-Khalifa, or the incisive rapper and elegant producer Odyssey, grew up in two worlds, the son of an African-American mother and a Sudanese father. He spent his weeks in affluent Maryland suburbs and his weekends in tougher D.C. neighborhoods. To his Sudanese family, he was the exotic Western cousin raised on rap and big city trappings. To his Washington family, he was the suburban Muslim nerd who watched too much news. And this event is at Motorco Music Hall. Then on Saturday, October 20th, Emmanuel Ax on piano. 7 Grammy Awards, the Avery Fisher Prize, top honors at the inaugural Arthur Rubinstein Competition, the Echo Classic Award, Yale Sanford Medal for Distinguished Musicianship. Emmanuel Ax has amassed a lifetime of accolades, a regular soloist with the New York Philharmonic and the Berlin Philharmonic. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, trianglereadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.